شكرا سيدي الرئيس. نشكر رئاسة.
Thank you, President. Our thanks to the President of this meeting as well as the Chair of the Committee giving us the floor. Delegates, we have no new information to share with you regarding the presence of new anti-personnel minefields. We'd like to recall what was stated in the intersessional period. Over the last 60 years, the excessive use of modified mines and anti-personnel mines, as well as anti-tank mines that are converted to anti-personnel mines, as well as the use of explosive devices by unknown sources. These are examples that we've not been able to prove. It's impossible to carry out investigations regarding the current security situation. There have been a number of victims and injured people across all provinces in Yemen. Yemen has often said, indeed during international meetings, repeatedly, how difficult it is to conduct investigations into the use of anti-personnel mines given the security situation, given the current context. But when things become more stable in Yemen, the competent authorities will be able to conduct investigations at a broad scale, and we will share with you all of the findings and updated information on this subject. At the last meeting of the Security Council, we stated that pressure needed to be brought on the militia for them to present maps with the placement of the different mines. And we would like to conduct activities, mine clearance activities. We would recall that Yemen has national legislation when it comes to import, export of anti-personnel mines, and we do impose sanctions on that conduct. Before I conclude, President, we do have information as to anti-personnel mines for training purposes for the dog teams, the canine teams, and we are rolling out projects as part of a broader cooperation project with the NPA, the Norwegian organization, and we will be presenting the most updated information regarding implementation of Article 7 of the Ottawa Convention. President, allow me to thank you and to thank all partners who are being so understanding given the current situation in Yemen. I thank you.